Presented by DogNation.com, this is Dog Nation Daily, the daily podcast for Georgia Bulldogs fans. Here's your host, Brandon Adams.
In addition to being a colleague, someone I'm very proud to call a colleague, Jeff Sintel is also a friend. And so after we went off the air last night, our Dog Nation recruiting coverage presented by Kroger of Kendall Milton and his announcement, his commitment to the University of Georgia, I texted Jeff. This is 10 p.m. Eastern time, a little earlier than that Pacific time, but knowing the next morning would be also pretty early Pacific, I said, hey, Jeff, if you want to just sleep in tonight, we'll catch you again on Dog Nation Daily again very soon. Don't worry about being on the program tomorrow morning. It's part of our Marlowe's Tavern Insider Update. You can sleep in. We'll catch you up soon. Well, he texted me very early this morning, said no, he wants to come on the program. He wants to talk more about what happened. So from Fresno, California, before he and our buddy Connor Riley fly back, they were part of our Dog Nation video coverage of this last night. Jeff is going to be with us live here today. Looking forward to that coming up in just a moment. And as you might imagine, the big topic today is Kendall Milton, his commitment last night. And I guess let me give you kind of three quick thoughts off the top here, and then we'll move on with everything else we have planned today. Most of it centering around Milton. Some of this stuff I've already said last night. Some of this stuff you've read on DogNation.com. But I think it bears mentioning one more time, and it certainly goes towards my full opinion of this full story. I said last night, and Connor wrote about this, I believe, this morning, that the most interesting statement that I probably heard anybody make last night along the way for Milton's commitment was the statement made by Milton's father, Chris Milton, about that Milton's goal now is to win a national championship at Georgia, but before that, build a super team with the Georgia Bulldogs. And as I said last night, you know, this is probably the thing that where NBA culture is to kind of trickle down to college football culture a bit. We probably saw this start with LeBron James when he and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh conspired to all join up at the Miami Heat, and they kind of ran roughshod of the NBA for a couple of years. Since then, we've seen other teams do this. I guess most successfully, probably the Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant. But we've been in the super team era of the NBA. And as I said last night, as Connor wrote this morning at DogNation.com, we also have that going on in college football right now as well. Because for the most part, and if you're watching on video, you see the hats there on that table. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, LSU, throw a Clemson hat in there for good measure. Those are essentially the only programs that get any five-star players anymore. Texas A&M's trying to get a few. Tom Herman at Texas will probably try to get a few. At some point in time, USC will probably hope to resurrect itself. But for the most part, those five programs are essentially getting all the five-star players. We are in a super team era of college football. Now, the good news is Georgia is a part of that. The bad news is that some of the teams that are also in that group have been in there longer than Georgia. They've got a bit of a head start, but you've got to be in the club to compete, and certainly Georgia has a chance to do that. I thought that was an interesting aspect of last night. Something else I thought was interesting. For the most part, Milton to Georgia was not a particularly well-kept secret. I really don't pretend to have any inside information on really any recruit, and yet I've been telling you for weeks that I thought that most likely Milton was going to end up at UGA. Just reading the tea leaves, paying attention to the, as I like to say, the online chatter that's out there, but also just the conversation and the atmosphere in general. There was a lot of circumstantial evidence that pointed Milton to Georgia, and for the most part, Milton and his family didn't take great care to hide much of that. Seemingly within the last couple of weeks, they've not only been comfortable with Georgia, but okay with other people knowing they were comfortable with Georgia. With that in mind, in a little bit, you're going to hear an interview that Jeff did with Milton last night, and Milton, not particularly careful with his own recruitment. He's shown some love for Georgia along the way, but he is pretty careful about who he talks about when it comes to the running back he wants to see join him. He gives equal time to Zachary Evans, the five-star who was just on Georgia's campus. Tank Bigsby, that very highly rated four-star who's an in-state product and a huge fan favorite. Milton speaks about both these guys evenly and equally. He doesn't tip his hand about which one he would prefer. It's a very, I don't want to say political answer from Milton, but it's certainly a savvy, seasoned answer from someone. Even last night in the build-up to this video, there were some moments in the hot mics where they were already kind of talking about Georgia pretty casually as if that was the decision they were going to make. They didn't really care for people to know that Milton was going to go to Georgia, but pretty careful in terms of which of these two running backs he hopes to have join him. But the overall headline is that Milton does want one of these big backs. Of all the guys that he's going to go to work and recruit for Georgia to make this a super team, certainly the other big running back is something front and center in Milton's mind, which makes him, I believe, a more attractive recruit to UGA. And then something else from what last night's proceeding that I thought was really pretty enjoyable, frankly. And if you're watching on video, you're seeing a lot of the clips from last night as I'm talking right now. And for those of you radio podcast, if you didn't see our video coverage of this last night, tens upon tens of thousands of people certainly did. Well, I would invite you to go check it out for yourself. And when you watch it, even though you already know how this movie is going to end, here's one thing that I don't think you can ignore and I don't think can be denied. After the decision was made, how happy Kendall looked, how happy his father looked, how happy his mother looked, how happy Kendall's brother looked. This is a family that seems very happy to be a part of the Georgia family now. And seeing that Georgia G so boldly represented out in the state of California, I thought was really fun. And I have seen commitment ceremonies where after it was over with, you weren't quite so sure if the family was happy about this or not. Or maybe mama wanted one thing, dad wanted another, and maybe there's a little dissension on that dais. Last night with the Milton family, you didn't get that at all. This is a young player in Milton who's very confident in himself and in his decision, and a family that is united around that. Georgia Dog Nation has grown by at least four today, if not many more out there in that area around Fresno, California, as the Milton clan is now welcomed into the fold here. A couple reactions from social media on this. Thought Chad Lindbergh, the UGA commit, had kind of a classy tweet. He says, run game going to go crazy. This is after the Milton commitment, when Milton tweeted that out. And obviously that's a pretty good response from Lindbergh, and most Georgia fans think that's probably true. It is a big moment coming up from the Georgia running game now that Milton's in the fold. The reason, though, why I call that a classy tweet from Lindbergh is Lindbergh is a very good player in his own right. He is, what, 24/7 Sports Composite? That's a top 150 player, right? Top 20 player in the state of Texas, which is no small shakes. This is a pretty big commit that Georgia got on Sunday, and for the most part, that Lindbergh news gets overshadowed by the Milton news, and yet Lindbergh's the first recruit of any stripe that I saw on Twitter celebrating Kendall Milton. So Lindbergh not worrying about giving the spotlight over to Milton here. He's opening holes for him already. That's kind of a nice thing to see. I saw Keely Ringo tweet some words of love to a Milton after his tweet about committing. He says, congrats, fam, there. And there'll be a lot of reading into that just simply because of the fact that it's been long believed that Ringo feels just as strongly about Georgia as Milton does. Now Milton's public. Ringo, Georgia fans are going to have to wait on a little bit more, but they are believed to have a close bond. So seeing Ringo reach out to him, no surprise. A lot of Georgia fans will wonder, maybe if one day in the very near future, Ringo might be doing a bit of what Kendall Milton did last night. One more tweet to show you. Zachary Evans not tweeting about Milton, but within the last day or so, looking back on his own Georgia visit, looking good there in that red Georgia jersey, and he's got the dog emoji with a question mark. And, you know, I guess the point I'll make about this is, and I think I also said this on last night's show too, you would think conventional wisdom would say, well, getting Kendall Milton actually hurts Georgia's chances of getting Zachary Evans because Georgia just got a five-star running back. I really believe in this super team era that we live in now that Chris Milton talked about last night in kind of a weird, very modern way. Getting Milton makes it more likely that Georgia gets Zachary Evans because it indicates that Georgia is the place to go. Now, I'm not going to make any kind of prediction on Zachary Evans one way or another. Frankly, I think he's a lot more difficult to predict than Milton ever was. Milton has just been far more open with his recruitment. Frankly, if Georgia doesn't get Evans, if it lands Tank Bigsby, I think most fans should be really happy with that too. But the Milton news from last night, I believe, shows you something. It shows you that Georgia can be in the mix for anybody that wants. And right now, seemingly, it wants about everybody. It is a fun time to watch UGA recruiting. This 2020 class has already been pretty prolific, and my guess is it gets even bigger and better from here. My name is Brandon Adams, and this is Dog Nation Daily, the daily podcast for Georgia Bulldogs fans. Hello to you, and thanks for being with us live on video today, 10 a.m. Dog Nation Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, radio at noon, of course, on Athens Sports Radio 960 The Ref, and available as a podcast, including wherever you find them, whether it be the worldfamousdognation.com, the Apple Player, the Google Player, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find Dog Nation Daily. And by the way, speaking of dognation.com, today is Tuesday. That means we're just 2 days away from Dog Nation Days of Summer at Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa in beautiful Towns County, Georgia. Y'all, this is going to be a fun one. We've got Scott Werner, the great former Georgia Bulldog. He's going to be with myself and Jeff Sintel there that night. We're going to be talking Georgia football with you throughout the evening, staying over that night, waking up the next morning, doing Dog Nation Daily again, playing a little golf after that. I need a little summer break, y'all. This season's already gotten started for me hot and heavy with the commitment stuff and all the other exciting things happening around Dog Nation, happening around Georgia football. So one final moment to enjoy the summer, I think it's going to be a great thing, and I hope you'll be there and be a part of it with us. Whether you are going to book a last minute room, still a chance to do that. Whether you're in the Towns County area and you want to drive over for that night, I'll invite you to make a full weekend out of it, because Towns County's got a lot going on in addition to Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa. Now think about Lake Chateau, just a short drive away, all the great amenities there at Brasstown Valley Resort and Spa, horse riding, everything else. It is just an incredible summer getaway. I hope you will enjoy that. I can't wait to see you this Thursday as a part of Dog Nation Days of Summer. Did I say that Scott Warner is going to be on our show tomorrow to preview Dog Nation Days of Summer? If I didn't say that, I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk to Scott for a few minutes tomorrow. That's going to be really fun, and you'll hear why we're so excited about having him as a part of Dog Nation Days of Summer. All right, in just a moment, we're going to talk to Jeff Sintel as part of our Marlowe's Tavern Insider Update. A lot of thoughts from Jeff on Kendall Milton. Before that, though, last night, Milton was able to talk to Jeff Sintel, and Jeff was able to talk to Kendall Milton. A lot of what I just said as a start to our show was based on some of the things that Milton himself had to say. And a lot of what we talk to Jeff about will also be generated by some of Milton's own words. I think that Kendall comes across a very thoughtful young man, clearly a guy that's put a lot of effort into making the best possible college decision he can make. You already like him as a player. You've seen his game film. You're going to like him as a person, too, after hearing this interview. Jeff Sintel with Kendall Milton as a part of Dog Nation Daily here today.
Let's talk about, you know all the questions. Yeah. You've heard all the questions. Let's talk about natties. That's going through this big head right now, right?
Yes, sir.
What is natties, and what are Georgia fans going to have to expect from you?
It just shows you're the best. You win that natty, you show you're the best in college football. And that's a title that I want. I don't want to be anything less than the best. So, and I'm going for that natty. I'm going for that title. And we're going to go in all in.
The recruiting class is getting bigger and bigger. I think you're the 16th public commitment. And a lot of people are going to wonder, okay, who's the next running back, or who's the next guys in general? You have a thought on that, the guys that you're going to urge, and, you know, the guys that used to urge you, like Tate? Yeah. Who are you going to work on now?
Two dudes that, you know, I'm going after Tank Bigsby and Zachary Evans, going after one of those two backs so we can go in and be like that Sonny Michel and Nick Chubb combo at Georgia. So, you know, at the end of the day, whatever happens, I'm going to go out there and do me. But if they want to come and, you know, come win this natty with us, come dominate, then more than welcome.
You know, you mentioned that kind of thunder and lightning. Would you be the Chubb and that Sony-Nick pairing? I guess you probably would have to be, because those two guys are smaller guys. But I don't know if you guys are exact copies of Sony and Nick. What do you think your game is, aside from all that?
I would say with me and my game, I have the combination of size and speed. I'm able to make those low cuts, make those quick cuts, and get out of the hole, make people miss in space. So, you know, there's not too many out there like me, to be honest. So right now I'm just ready to go out there to Athens and, you know, dominate and get ready.
6'2", you were 229 at the opening. Is that what you wanted to be? Have you dropped that weight?
215 right now.
So you dropped all that weight now. That's going to help you more explosion and everything else?
To be honest, I didn't feel any much of a difference when I was at that weight, but I just felt that, you know, I'd rather be at the 215 level, so when I get to college, you have more of a, like, opportunity to expand. So, you know, I'm going to stay at 215, play at 215 throughout the season. And, yes, sir.
So, Kendall, the thing is, I think Georgia fans sometimes can be worriers by nature, half-empty fans by nature. Sure. You're committed. You're a five-star. Some folks think that the race has just started. Everybody's going to try and flip you. How would you describe the status of this commitment you've made to Georgia right now?
I would say I'm fully committed. Schools would probably try to flip me. They could try their shot, but I'm fully committed to Georgia.
What were your thoughts on the video? I think it was brilliant how you didn't even know this relative, right?
I knew him, talked to him on the phone a few times, but never had the opportunity to see him in person. But, you know, I'm blessed that I have family that, you know, are willing to take the time to reach out and make these videos and make these songs for me. That just shows how far family goes. So I'm blessed to have people like that in my life.
What was the, with what you can discuss, what was the text thread hopping last night? Was there a little activity about folks saying, can't wait, or tomorrow's your day? What was that like?
Oh, yeah, all my friends, you know, they all reached out. Everybody that I've basically grown up with, the people that I've met through football, they all reached out and let me know that, you know, that this decision's all about me. It's making the best one for me, not anybody else. So, you know, I had people there in my circle that were, you know, looking forward to this day.
Kendall, I'm one of those reporters that don't believe it's our questions. It's what you have to say. I'd imagine 3,000 people are still watching you live right now. What is your message right now to Dog Nation about the dude, the young man on and off the field that they're going to get?
I get to Georgia, I won't be one of those young men that's just only smart on the field. I'm able to hold that academic smart, also the field smarts, as well as being able to, make the right decision in a social setting. So, you can expect the full package for me.
So great stuff there with Jeff Sintel and the five-star running back himself, Kendall Milton. Really fun conversation. It was great to be able to bring that to you right here on Dog Nation Daily. Now, coming up, we're going to hear from Jeff Sintel himself, his reaction to the news with Milton last night, kind of what's next, this Georgia recruiting class. And one of the conversations I always enjoy having when it comes to stuff like that is, what was it like being in the room? I said before that one of my real takeaways was the overall sense of happiness that seemed to exist there. I thought that there was a lot of that. I thought it was a contagious enthusiasm from the Milton family last night. Let Jeff tell us a little bit more about that and kind of how Milton could fit into Georgia's plans here, too. That is a fun conversation coming up, and it's going to be great to have that with you as a part of Dog Nation Daily here today.
From Athens and across the SEC or wherever the recruiting trail may lead, here's a DogNation.com insider.
Marlo Stavert, insider update time now. Jeff Sintel from Fresno, California. And Jeff, what a night it was for Georgia fans. The sense of excitement that I've gotten from so many people has been so great to hear. It was truly a night that Dog fans, I believe, continue to celebrate. And so we'll keep that going as far as our conversation goes right now as you update us on what it was like behind the scenes there. So let me, if you don't mind, start in kind of an open-ended fashion here for a moment. Your takeaway from being in the room. I asked you a version of this question last night, but after having some more time to think about that, there is a feeling sometimes you get in these rooms. And as I said before, it's not always positive. Sometimes recruiting announcements, not typically for Georgia in recent years, but sometimes these don't have the feeling of a celebration. Sometimes we see mom and dad on opposite sides of the choice, or player nervous about the choice, unsure if he's making the right choice. On video screen last night, we got none of those vibes from the Milton family. They seem incredibly excited about bringing a little California style to the state of Georgia. What was your sense of being in the room with them?
Well, and good morning to everybody out there. I guess it was kind of, I know what you would think it would be. It would be like this prize prospect from the state of California, one of their very good ones, is going far outside and leaving the local stomping grounds. That would be the easy read there, but that's not the correct read, man. I mean, really what it was Georgia, Ohio State, LSU, and Alabama represented, it was almost a matter of he's good enough for those schools to come all this way. And this area of Fresno, it doesn't happen. It's not an area where, like, he comes to Clovis, for example. That's a town of 117,000 people. And that's big for this football program. Now, they have immaculate facilities, a beautiful campus and layout they have here. One thing that's funny, Brandon, the local color you pick up or things you pick up. The coaches on the name of the high school is the Buchanan Bears. And one of their, I guess, rallying cries that they put on their team gear is on the sleeves of all the coaches' shirts. It says, "Sick 'em." Huh. And I thought that was I think that was kind of fortuitous how he won't have to get used to it, some of the new team chants and everything else like that. And it was really like, he's good enough for all these schools to come take him away and want him to be a part of that program. There wasn't a lot of animosity. I think one cool scene was there were probably in Fresno, I guess this sets up for Urban Meyer's future career at Southern Cal, but haha, tongue in cheek there. But like, I think there were probably as many Georgia fans and Ohio State fans that were there. There were loud cheers in the room. I know it was different for people following it because inside Dave and Buster's, you really got a sense of like a disconnection because you didn't know where 24/7's broadcast was. Folks didn't know where Brandon Adams' broadcast was, but I saw it on a lot of phones walking around, and folks had Instagram feeds up, and I was trying to hide myself away in the corner of the room, and One little thing that you see is, you know, Kendall Milton was very gracious with everybody, gracious with all the media, but there was a group of Ohio State fans I saw, and those Ohio State fans, that they had to be locals who knew him, still took their pictures with him in their Ohio State gear when he was rocking G's on his hat and G's on his shirt. And I'm going to say this, Brandon, when we got together and we started putting together that commitment video, I made a suggestion, like, you know, it would be great if we had some Georgia gear, some Georgia hats. I said, how many hats do you guys have? And very quickly, the Miltons rounded up, by my count, at least 12 Georgia hats. And Brandon, I don't know if you have 12 Georgia hats in your house yet, sir.
Yeah, you may be right about that. I think it's really funny to think about the Milton family and all this because, as you said before, you know, the California football culture, and football's big out there, obviously, but it's just a completely different vibe than when you get here in the South, SEC country in particular, and the state of Georgia in this particular instance for sure. How much of a culture shock along the way has there been for them? Last night, they did seem to be really enjoying it. The media attention, Dog Nation's obviously a huge website. We had, you know, tens upon tens of thousands of people, you know, watching this, that, you know, last night, because that's how much Georgia fans care about all of this. Is that weird for them to know how big of a deal all of this is, and how quickly did they get ingrained in? I mean, I joked last night, we have been all up in their business, whether it be Kendall's brother's dental surgery, or, you know, new vehicles that get purchased, or the things that Chris Milton has said on Twitter. We have dissected it all. Have they taken all of this in stride? And I guess it certainly seems that's the case, but how weird is it for them just how much attention the entire family's gotten through this entire process?
Yeah, well, first of all, they feel welcome. His mother is a very impressive Georgia football mom. She'll fit right in with kind of like the Lee Fromms of the world and Ariana Swiss and all the other moms that are on the team. But, you know, it was kind of weird. Not, I wouldn't say weird. It was kind of, you know, football is a big deal in the South. And, you know, when I make these trips, I can think of trips to, like, Mississippi, to Florida, you know, when you're going to talk about these guys and, you know, work on coverage for these guys, I thought it was interesting because I was walking around the practice field yesterday, Connor Rowley and I at Buchanan, and it was like, you know, the coaches, whenever you're at a practice field kind of checking out players, especially folks that don't know you well yet, the first thing I do is I go find the head coach and I say, listen, here's where I'm about. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to accomplish. Because head coaches by nature – are more self-conscious than burned recruiting fans because they see cameras and people and media and people they don't know, and they immediately think someone's filming their practices or it's somebody from rival school high that's trying to take a good look. So once you kind of diffuse that, hey, I'm here for this, this is X and Y, then they say, so where are you from? This happened at least two or three times yesterday. And I said, well, I'm from Atlanta. And they looked at me like, you came all the way out here for this? And I was like, yeah, it makes you feel like, you know, you're like this kid with this 28-year-old man with comic book collections in your backyard or something like that. But I was like, yeah, this is kind of a big deal. And we wanted to see what eventually happens there. It's just kind of funny walking around. I mean, his team is very interesting. I don't think Kendall Milton is on a high school team where there are a lot of stud players. I think there's maybe only one or two other D1 ball players, probably a lot of FCS-level ball players, maybe three or four more. And I think what you'll notice, and folks like to go through the film and pour through the film, and, you know, we can do that too if anybody wants to start scouting and breaking down these players. If you look at Kendall Milton's tape, I think you see Kendall Milton as a freshman and sophomore running behind a line that was strong, where he was basically one cut and go, hit the hole, be a full head of steam. But then his junior year, and everybody starts to nitpick that junior film because they only see that film, or they want to look at that last season's film for a mega recruit. Kendall Milton didn't have the offensive line up front, so he had to do a lot more stutter steps, a lot more, you know, back and forth and zig and zags before he got to the hole because he had to create a lot more of his yards that way. I think the big body development I noticed with Kendall Milton, if he had put on some weight at the opening, heading into the opening by all those visits, remember he visited four schools in about 21 days. He probably ate all the good food that was thrown at him, especially in Louisiana, and that good Creole food and that good Louisiana Cajun flavoring. But he was at 229 at the opening. He still clocked a 4.60 in the laser 40, he told me. But now he's back down to 215. He feels a lot more comfortable at the high school level at 215. And I think a big takeaway for Georgia fans with Milton, he's told me this for the longest time, at least 4 or 5 months now, is that when he trains now, he doesn't think about his senior year. He trains about being ready to be dropped into a strong college running back room and be able to make some way up that depth chart.
It's our Marlowe's Tavern Insider Update with Jeff Sintel, live from Fresno, California. And speaking of Marlowe's, you know, they offer a feast for all your senses. You can get some dinner and drinks with a side of people watching, not just any people watching, the best people watching really in the city. It's right there at the tavern in your neighborhood. With Marlowe's, it's all in the twist. You get chef-inspired food with a twist and patio season with a twist. And listen, you just want to go check it out for yourself. You'll find out why we love Marlowe's Tavern so much around here. Find the tavern right there in your neighborhood. Jeff, you mentioned the commitment video. I know you'll probably tell these stories at some point in time, but can you give us a little bit of an indication of, and this was Dog Nation production, mostly done without me really knowing anything about this, but can you give me a little bit of a sense for how a video like this comes together, what the Milton family's, Kendall in particular, what his vision for all of this was, and a lot of the different frames that we saw on that last night, what some of that kind of stuff sort of means to Kendall, and frankly, just how hard it is to kind of put something like this together at the last minute?
Yeah, that was probably the biggest chore, besides the covering the team and you know, covering his high school practice and putting our stories together for our coverage with what we expected to happen later in the day. This was a situation where we came in with a pretty good plan, and we had a very good shell of a plan. We're basically, there really wasn't really a need for a total script for this video, because we had a baseline music track, and that story that Dog Nation has a story up there on our site right now that kind of connects the family from Atmore, Alabama, a gospel rapper by the name of King James. You'll laugh at this one, Brandon. I don't know if you'll chortle or cackle, or guffaw, but he used to be an Alabama fan, and now he's going to be a Georgia fan. But
yeah,
he provided a really good bedrock for us to build on. We really had to just look for, we used some of our still photography of Kendall. We used some of our images that he had tweeted out. And really, we just had to find an intro and an ending to what we tried to put together there. And I know folks will look at these videos and they'll go, oh my gosh, this is 4.5 minutes. This is 5 minutes. You know, it's almost like you're looking for Ken Burns to start chronicling these things for Dog Nation. But when you have a music track, a very good music track, by the way, I think it's going to take home the Grammy for best ever music score in a commitment video from King James. But you have a 4-minute and 34-second music track, and you want to cut that down, and then you want to still try to add a beginning and an ending and kind of paint those pictures with the visuals. That's kind of what we had to do there. And I think it all came together because, you know, I thought Connor Riley did a masterful job of putting a lot of the images together. He does a lot of principal great videography work for us, and he pulled in some images from the season and from the last year or two, kind of roaming the sidelines there for Dog Nation. And we had enough stock video for that, you know, that Richard LeCount image, you know, those other images, Kirby, Del McGee. And we kind of cooked all that up at the last minute. And then you sit there, and I think we landed at Fresno at 4:30 Pacific on, I guess that was Sunday. We went straight to the Milton home. They had everybody there. Chris Milton is an amazing grill man, Brandon. He had a spread of ribs, chicken, steak, prime rib. He had the best mac and cheese that Connor Riley is on record saying the best mac and cheese he might have ever had in his life.
Now, hold on. I got to press pause here for a moment, because I can believe you on the prime rib. I can believe you on the ribs. I can believe you on the steak, anything you want to say. But I've seen this Milton family. They're all in great shape. You tell me they're eating carbs, because of all this story, that's the most difficult part of this for me to believe, that the Milton family is eating a whole bunch of carbs when they are all really in pristine physical condition. That is the part of this story that I'm going to call at least into question just a bit.
Hey, Brandon, if you could eat a box of Krispy Kremes this morning. And if you walk around Clovis and Fresno at this Buchanan High practice, you're gonna sweat those things out. You're gonna sweat those carbs out. It is literally a sauna. We went by a Panera Bread, man, and they have Mr. Fans, you know, the ones reserved for NFL sidelines. They have Mr. Fans lining the sidewalk of the strip mall because it's just so freaking, I mean, it is mercury hot out here at times. And, you know, there's a lot of little stories about the video and putting it together. One thing I would like to kind of redirect Dog Nation on is that the red and black Jeep is not Kendall Milton's Jeep. That's his brother Kalon's Jeep, who just graduated from Fresno State, played football there at Fresno State as well. But Kendall Milton's vehicle is not all red and black decked out yet. It's a simple black vehicle right now. I think it's a Dodge Charger he drives right now. So the red and black Jeep is not Kendall Milton's. It is his brother, Kalon Milton's. Right now.
So I got to ask you a question about that, and we'll get ready to wrap things up here in just a little bit. I've got a couple more issues I want to cover as a part of our Marlowe's Tavern Insider Update. Kendall is a little bit different than a lot of the commitment announcements that we've seen in that in the lead up to this, he and his family didn't try all that hard to keep all this a secret. The Milton Jeep that we saw in the commitment video, Chris Milton himself had tweeted out a picture of that a couple of days prior, and I'm as colorblind as anybody. Even I could tell that was Georgia red and a nice, sharp, pristine black. That was a bit of a clue. The bracelets that Milton's brother has worn, they've been a bit of a clue. Really, I don't even know that many rival fan bases that thought they were in this running for Milton all that much. For the most part, everyone had kind of waved the white flag. It didn't take away from the fun last night of seeing Milton make it official with his Georgia commitment. But are we in a new era now where five stars like this aren't going to work as hard to keep this kind of stuff a secret? Because secrecy when it comes to Milton's own decision was not something they seemed to covet all that much. And MJ Sherman, to a certain extent, was kind of the same way.
Yeah, and forgive me, Dog Nation, because I'm going to do something here that will empower Brandon's creative mind to run in all the wrong places. He's going to go Barry Sanders all over the map here with what I'm about to say. But when Kendall wore red to his prom with his date, that was kind of a tell. He was already kind of putting it out there. That was the reason why they were wearing red to the prom, because I think that decision was already matriculating down the train track, so to speak. And here's what I'm seeing. The social media is a great tool here. I know the crystal ball culture is what it is, take it or leave it. But you see recruits now, and this is what it just feels like to me, Brandon. It feels like, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it all on my IG and my relationship status where I'm not going to come out and say it, but it's going to really look like that I'm linking up with somebody right now. And that's fine. These young men are confident. They don't really care what the world thinks or what everybody's saying or what everybody touts them about on social media. It doesn't become official until you get to the wedding day, which is commitment day here. So there are a lot of recruits right now that are in their walk, the way they put their social media profiles out there, sure feels like they're almost engaged to other schools, including the University of Georgia, or to certain schools. And it doesn't bother them because they know it's fickle. They haven't made a commitment yet. All they're doing is putting out pictures and saying things on social media.
So with that in mind, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about is, and I mentioned this before you joined us, as seemingly willing to be open about his affection for Georgia as Milton has been for now a number of months, and other recruits have been kind of the same way, it is funny to me that Milton is a lot more careful when he talks about other recruits. For instance, last night when you asked him about, you know, who he wanted to see join him as a part of this so-called super team that he wants to build, I thought it was very interesting that he mentioned Zachary Evans in equal measure to him mentioning Tank Bigsby. And in the previous interview that you did with Milton a couple of weeks ago, it was very much the same kind of thing where I've got some great things to say about Zachary Evans. I've got some great things to say about Tank Bigsby. He seems to also be a bit of a friend with Marshawn Lloyd, too, but it's really more Bigsby and Evans that we're paying the most attention to now because those are the two names that Milton mentioned last night. So here's a guy in Kendall Milton who had no problem tipping his own hand about his recruitment, but boy, last night he was pretty careful in terms of, I like this running back and I like this running back, and I'm not going to give you any indication about which one of these two guys is leaning the most towards Georgia and which of these two backs Georgia's leaning the most towards. I, for one, found it pretty interesting that Milton was more careful with the other running backs' recruitments, at least seemingly, than he's ever been with his own recruitment.
Yeah, so here's what I'm thinking here, and And you're right. Milton, you said this for forever, Brandon. Milton comes off like almost Nike PR or Adidas ready, marketing campaign ready to be a spokesman for somebody. I think even Chris Milton said yesterday that he's the type of kid, the way he's been raised and the way he handles his walk, that if the thinking there is that he's good enough to represent a school and go up on the billboard, that he's not going to make anybody look bad and make that turn out to be a poor decision. When I listened to Kendall, and he said this a bunch, and we've had, you know, several conversations over the last 48 hours, it sounds to me like, yeah, he's saying those things, which sound very savvy and very, very measured and very PR, the right things to say, and those check that box. But to me, I also get a sense that he is kind of speaking about things that are uncertain in his mind at this time.
Yeah.
He hasn't brought up, you know, the tight end situation. Who's that going to be at Georgia? You know, what's going to happen to the defensive backs, the defensive linemen, the offensive linemen, or whatever? It sounds like in his mind, knowing what he knows under those, ultra top secret confidential text message threads that all these young men are in, that I know Brandon would probably give up eating steak for a year if you could be privy to. It just seems like that's what he's still sorting, trying to figure out, waiting to see how those balls kind of fall into play right there for the 2020 class. And, you know, he's always a very good interview, and he knows what to say and he knows what not to say. He knows not to step on any landmines. Even that one from back in the opening where he discussed, you know, he referenced playing SEC football, and people all of a sudden thought that he'd eliminated Ohio State. But I thought it was very interesting, Brandon. Everybody worries about the flips and people coming after him harder now that George is the leader in the clubhouse. When asked, the family, and I think this appeared in one of the six or seven stories it feels like I've written so far since we got here, but I asked them who's second, and the family all kind of looked at each other about who finished second, and they couldn't really generate an answer about which school was trailing Georgia. And I think for those of Dog Nation that want to sit there and feel good about a commitment, when a prospect articulates that they couldn't even figure out who the race was between eventually, or who the tough choice was between eventually, when these things are supposed to be tough choices, I think that indicates that this one's pretty solid.
Let me do this very, very quickly, Jeff, and you can give us a quick answer as well, because I know you want to get back to your business of traveling back to Georgia here at some point today. This has been long rumored to occur. Now it's official. The fact that Milton has gone public, many of the 2020 recruits probably already knew that he was Georgia bound. The fact that it's public, does that aid Georgia's recruiting momentum? The fact that he goes on streaming video with us last night and makes this announcement, does the public nature of this now help with the Georgia momentum?
The last part of your answer was where I think you got closer to the mark. I mean, the last part of your question there, Brandon, I think that's where you kind of hit a lot closer to home. I think Kendall Milton's probably been a known thing, especially from those text message threads, especially how hard he's been on the down low going after guys and not being so open about it. I think what it causes more young men to think about is they're like, all right, man, this recruiting stuff is getting on my back. It's like, you know, grandma, the grandfather clock, 900-pound Great Wall of Georgia-sized edition piano on my back. And then they see the ceremony and a guy having his moment, and it's still being big, even though it wasn't at an All-American game, and maybe what they thought it would be with hats on the table in their school. I think people see those images, they see the video, and they think, you know, I'm about ready to do that, and I'm about ready to make the main thing and not worry so much about waiting another 4 or 5 months for the world to keep asking me about where I'm going to go.
Hey, Jeff, great stuff. You and Connor Riley both, really fun coverage out there in Fresno, California. Those really pretty pictures we got to show on video last night, all courtesy of the work y'all were doing on our behalf. And I had a great time sitting here in our Dog Nation World Headquarters studios and enjoying all of that with everybody else kind of seeing this firsthand. So that was a great thing to be able to be a part of. Really appreciate you delivering that to us, Jeff. And I look forward to seeing you back here in the state of Georgia again very soon.
Yeah, guys. And, you know, like if somebody always wants to credit the offensive line or the teammates for a big win, you know, I want to thank everybody back in Dog Nation headquarters, especially want to thank Connor Riley for a lot of the work he did. We looked at each other last night at dinner, and we said, is this the first time we've actually sat down to have a meal since we got here? And we kind of laughed, and we said, yeah, it probably was. And that was probably, I don't know, 10:30 last night, local time. It'd be nice to him on the next cool down appearance. Connor definitely earned his paycheck this week.
I make no promises, Jeff, but we'll look forward to speaking to you soon.
All right, guys. Great week.
All right, good stuff there.
Let's take a look around the rest of the league. This is SEC Through.
So I think it's really interesting, something that Jeff said, if I heard him correctly on this, and y'all can tell me in our comment sections or on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily if you took this the same way that I did. I was talking about the political nature of the answer from Milton about that next running back. Is it Tank Bigsby? Is it Zachary Evans? And Jeff, if you hear him there, it sounds like he's saying, well, he's playing that coy because as of right now, he doesn't know. He's not speaking on things that he doesn't know about, and that makes all the sense in the world. You're not gonna go all in on one side or the other if you're not quite sure what either the two players are thinking or either the two or what the university is thinking about the two players or the football team is thinking about the two players. That makes all the sense, which lets you, I believe, know that this right now, when it comes to the other running back, is still very much an open recruitment for Evans, for Bigsby, for whatever. This is still a battle that Georgia is in the midst of. This is not a war already won the way that the Milton thing was last night, only going official and public. There may not, you know, we saw the shush picture from Zachary Evans after the weekend visit in Athens. Maybe that's not quite so silent as of yet, known but silent. Maybe there's still some work going on behind the scenes with all of that. That's at least worth paying attention to because it is completely opposite. For instance, you remember the Tate Ratledge commitment when after Ratledge's announcement take place up there in Rome, Georgia. This customary question gets asked by Jeff Centel. Hey, who are you going to be going on to work on now? Who are you going to be recruiting hard now? And Ratledge just flat out said, who's that kid down in Florida? What's his name? Braun, something like that. Yeah, we're going to go get him. And like 2 days later, Josh Braun is in the class. I mean, Ratledge, that's a question he knew the answer to, so he just said it. He just came out and said it. It may be a little more unknown or a little bit more deliberations yet to be done when it comes to that next running back to join Kendall Milton there. So I thought that was a comparison at least worth making. Let me tell you about my friends at Meriwether and Tharpe for a moment. Do you remember the first time you did something? Well, whatever it is, sometimes the first time is not a very successful feeling. Imagine how much better you get the second time you do something. The second time you water ski, the second time you swung a golf club, the second time you do anything. Second time's almost better, almost always better than the first. What if I told you could push fast forward and have that same experience thousands and thousands of times? The experience gained from that's invaluable. Now, when it comes to something like divorce, if you're going through it, it's probably the first time you've been through it, and it can be really, really scary and confusing. But Meriwether and Tharpe has gained thousands of experiences that they can use and cultivate into expertise that can help you through yours, but you've got to reach out and contact them. TheAtlantaDivorceTeam.com. TheAtlantaDivorceTeam.com. If you try to go through this on your own, you end up making a mistake. And it's the kind of regret you don't want to live with. So if you're in a tough situation, there's not a lot I can do to make it all better, but I can make this better. I can make this better for you. Reach out and find TheAtlantaDivorceTeam.com, and they'll help you put your life back together and set you towards a course of making your family whole again. So please find TheAtlantaDivorceTeam.com, my friends at Meriwether and Tharpe. Couple of SEC through stories to get to. Saw where Alabama and Wisconsin announced a home and home series coming up 2024 and 25. I think I've got the years right on that. Bama going to Madison the first year, Wisconsin coming back the following year. On one hand, this looks a little bit more preferable than some of Georgia's recently scheduled series because there's less gap in between the return dates. I'm not sure that matters all that much one way or another. I will say we all have kind of a list that we're working on of places you'd like to see Georgia go. Madtown would be on my list. Madison, Wisconsin, Camp Randall Stadium, great tailgate atmosphere outside the stadium. If we're going to have a list of the really fun places to potentially go, I believe I might have Camp Randall on my list, so pretty cool for Alabama. Following in Georgia's footsteps completely here, Alabama was not scheduling these homes and home type series until Georgia started doing it. This is definitely Alabama trying to play catch up with something that Georgia had already started. I want to mention this kind of briefly. I don't have a ton of time to spend on this today. I may come back and do more on this later on. So Kevin McGuire, collegefootballtalk.com, looked at last year's preseason top 25. Now, the preseason top 25, I think, is actually more valuable than some people think. However, there's one aspect in which it's not valuable at all. the top 10 teams finishing in the top 10. Last year, a lot of preseason top 10 teams did not. Aforementioned Wisconsin, preseason number 4 year ago, unranked at the end of the year, 8-5 finish. How about Miami, preseason number 8 to start the season, 7-6, unranked to finish the year. Preseason number 9, Auburn, 8-5 to finish the year. They finished the season unranked. Why do I tell you that? It is statistical evidence of something I've talked a lot about. There are preseason top 10 teams every year who finish unranked. This year, I think the most likely candidate to have that occur is Florida, for all the reasons I've said before. Hear me now, believe me later. There were 3 a year ago. If there's at least one this year, I believe it will be the Florida Gators. We'll make that your SEC through. And here on Dog Nation Daily, I know many of you have been asking, where can I find the commitment video for Kendall Milton? Where can I see that? How can I enjoy that for myself? So as a special treat right now, we'll give you a chance to hear this and watch this on video for those of you who are there. You'll catch a lot of, what do you call them, Easter eggs along the way. Really good stuff. King James rapping the Milton song here. A fun way to celebrate a big commitment for Georgia. Here is the Dog Nation produced Kendall Milton commitment video.
What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Think, Kendall, think. I got to get up out of here and go clear my head. I think I know. It all makes sense now. I'd like to thank
Pops. He's been coaching youth football ever since I was in kindergarten. Didn't really like the sport at all, but you know, I stuck with it. He's been coaching me up, encouraging me, teaching me the ins and outs of the game. He's developed me to the athlete I am today. And when it comes to my mom, she's a powerful, strong woman. Me and her have great deep talks and about my tough situations, and she helps me make the right decisions so I don't get, you know, off track or nothing like that. And it's just great to have somebody like that that can help you through the tough situations and help you come out on top and succeed. I'm a blessed and happy life that I have, the parents that I have.
Let's go, I'm a bulldog. So Georgia, who I'm picking? I love the family atmosphere and the way they handle business. Education is important, trying to reach the next level. I want the best in life, I never settle. I'm a bulldog. So Georgia, who I'm picking? I love the family atmosphere and the way they handle business. Education is important, trying to reach the next level. I want the best in life, I never settle. Running through the whole block, spin. Look at Kim the goal, touchdown. He put up them stats at home or on the road. Hard work and dedication pays off, especially when he put the work in without the days off. Never laid off, he put his all into his team. Casey got his body right now, he put all into his dream. He live, breathe, and eat it, so he won't be defeated. Success start with preparation and being strategic. At the age of 15, a sophomore, 175 carries, 116 yards a game, 8.7 was the average. 1,514 yards, that was the year's total. He a soldier, get the rocket toted, carry it on his shoulders. His team solid, Coach McGee plan to help him get sharper. His decision like Ray Charles. He going back to Georgia. Mom and dad were there without him even asking for help. Coach Gio made him dig deep and challenge himself. I'm a bulldog, so Georgia, who I'm picking? I love the family atmosphere and the way they handle business. Education is important, trying to reach the next level. I want the best in life, I never sell. Accountability. Trayvon is stealing me. My brother Kalum, my best friend, he be shilling me. Making sure I'm safe, but also making sure I'm working. I thank my dad and mom for sacrificing for my purpose. I believe in hard work and I can never ever quit. Never make excuses, I just leave excuses on the bench. Call a bitch and I won't fit, gotta run to it. Every obstacle I face in life, I run through it. See, I'm a beast. This bulldog is off the leash. I'm eating yards, give me the ball and watch me feast. My brother's keeper, our bond is like it's tailor-made. My first division, one offer received in eighth grade. A born leader, I got 2 months sauce, Milton boys.
He's always been far more mature than his age. So when he says he's ready, I believe him.
Like game, like 8-9, week 8-9, you see like his whole demeanor, like his mindset, his focus, like it just changed. And it just carrying over. It's like the momentum is continued building. And as long as he keeps that, as long as he keeps going with that mindset and that focus, he can accomplish more than just football.
I think God has given him so many different gifts, a lot of influence. Like when Kendall walks in, people recognize him and they want to hear what he has to say. And I believe that God just uses football as the vehicle to get people to listen. I'm thankful that through all of this, though, he's a humble kid and like you say, not bigger than the situation. I think that's what sets him apart from 99% of the other people that are blessed to be in this.
I'm honored to join the RBU fraternity and run between the hedges. Go Dawgs.
Let's go!
Great stuff from Kendall Milton as we wrap things up today. That was a lot of fun. The King James rap song, the nice words from his family, for the visual video images you get a chance to see there as well. That Georgia G looks good out there in California. That red and black G, but wouldn't mind having myself one of those. That's pretty nice stuff. And this is clearly a family having a very good time with all this right now. And now they are part of the Dawg Nation family. And as the 2020 class grows by one, and Georgia's stature in the recruiting industry grows by a whole lot more than that. More dominoes to fall almost certainly in the weeks, especially months to come. And as Georgia gets ready to begin its practices a little bit later on this week, that is obviously a huge level of momentum take in with that, the Kendall Milton commitment. By the way, Gator Hater Updater, about 1,004 days. That's how long it's been since Florida's beaten Georgia. That's good news. We'll see you tomorrow on Dawg Nation Daily.